Rippers Use episode 10. Hitting that intro in a 3, 2, 1.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Jose here at the First Round by Podcast with the 10th installment of the Ripperooskies episodes. Mr. Sauce, what do we have on the slate for today?
All right, we got a juicy one in my opinion. That sounded moist.
That was
better
juicy.
Check your britches. You've heard that one before, right? Britches.
Britches, yeah. Okay. You said britches, though.
Britches. Britches. All right. So, man. So, obviously, we just had the NFL draft. Well, recently. It was like a week ago, right?
Week and a half ago at this point.
Week and a half? Man.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yes.
Golly. Time certainly does fly, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Done it.
Done it.
So, the Indianapolis Colts, they used their first-round pick on Mr. Latu. Really hope I pronounce his name right. So, what is crazy about this guy? So, literally, right after he got drafted, he went and got himself an Indianapolis Colts tattoo.
I'm going to have to put a freaking image on the screen, because I know you showed me a picture earlier, but I didn't really get the best of the glimpses.
Oh, it's not great.
The best of the glimpses.
Not best glimpse?
It looked pretty nasty to me. It looked like just disgusting.
Dude, it looked gnarly, and it's huge. It is huge. I'm not sure how many of you guys out there have tattoos or anything, but my gosh, like, yeah, I got a few of them.
Do you?
I do.
I didn't know.
Just like I'm a Titans fan.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, no shit. So here's what's kind of crazy about this. So I was just doing some mild research right before we started. So obviously he was their number, I can't remember what pick they had. I think it was like 14 or 15. I can't remember. Anyway, so Latu. So apparently he's an older prospect. And by older, I mean he was 23 years old. Which is older by some people's margins. So he also had an injury. So here's my thing with the whole situation. I think it's great. That means that he's bought in on the Colts, right? So he goes and gets his fresh tattoo and everything. And to me, it almost kind of feels like that age old thing where you shouldn't get a tattoo with like a significant other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that's what, and cause he just got something that's permanent on his body. And it, in my opinion, doesn't look great. So doesn't look great. It's permanent. And who knows how long he's actually going to be on the Colts.
And it's crazy too, because I mean, you know, let's just say 4 or 5, whatever years down the road, if and when he does get traded or tests the free agency market, let's just say he goes to the rival. He goes to the Texans, the Titans, the Jags, whatever
it may
be. Then what?
Indeed. It's so awkward. And one comment that I saw, it was on a YouTube video, and it was just talking about how it looked like a tattoo that you would go and get after you got blackout drunk from, you know, getting drafted. I mean, biggest night of his life, right? He just came into millions of dollars. He's a millionaire now, which also, dude's a millionaire now, right? You couldn't have waited a little bit before you signed your contract to go get something that was a little bit better?
Yeah, I agree.
Because that...
from what I saw, it looked like a prison tag.
It really did. It did not look great. But I get the sentiment. He's probably fulfilling a lifelong dream of his and everything. But I really, really, really wish that he would have had some people around him that would have been like, hey, I don't think this is a great idea.
Right.
I don't think that this is a good idea. But instead he said, nah, fuck it. Guess what I'm doing? I'm getting a tattoo tonight. It's going to be the Colts. Now, I wouldn't have gotten a Colts tattoo. I mean, if I was drafted, I would have gotten a Titans tattoo, of course.
You're a Titans fan?
I am.
Huh.
But yeah, no, I just... And the fact that he has a little bit of an injury history, I guess he missed all of the 2020 season due to a neck injury.
Where did he play, at USC? Or
Washington.
Washington?
Washington.
Are you sure?
It was either Washington or Washington State.
UCLA.
UCLA. Yeah. Is that in Washington?
No, that's in California.
What in the world, then? What did I see? either way, so and it, he I guess the Colts defensive line is actually already pretty good, so he might not even be a starter.
Ripperooskies
indeed. So dude's not a starter yet. He has an injury history, and he's a little bit older.
That sounds like a terrible first round pick from the information that you're giving me so far.
Right? Like,
which, that, granted, I didn't see him playing at the college level. I didn't really watch a whole lot of UCLA football. But just from what this gentleman here is telling me, that sounds kind of questionable.
Sounds what the kids would say, sus.
Kind of mid, if you ask me.
Oh, my dear. That's so bad. But yeah, no, I think it's silly. I cannot believe that somebody would do that. I really wish that he would have had somebody telling him that it's not. Man, I sound like such a boomer right now.
Don't you? And you're not even a boomer, are you?
No, I'm not.
Boomers are like 50, 60. I know. I'm sorry.
I'm a millennial.
You might as well be a boomer.
God, dude. I cannot believe this. It's making me mad that this particular situation got under my skin so much. You know what else gets under your skin?
What's that?
Tattoos.
Ripperooskies
indeed.
Do they get under your skin or on your skin?
They go in your skin. You got tattoos, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so. But yeah, no, I just thought that was, I just thought that was incredibly nuts. Man, I do really feel like I'm showing my age, though, right now. Makes me kind of sad. Ripperooskies.
Ripperooskies indeed.
All right. Do you have anything to add?
Appreciate you guys listening.
Yeah.
Be on the lookout for our next episode on Sunday. If you have any recommendations, yeah, please drop them down in the comment section, and we'll be more than happy to go over some of those suggestions and possibly create some content from those suggestions.
Absolutely. Yes, please. Please drop down in there. One of the things that we absolutely love doing is talking to people in the comments. We might even feature you on the show. Please give us a reason to feature you on the show. Give some hot takes, all right? Let me know that you think that that this new tattoo looks great, even though it looks terrible. Mm. All right. All right, we will see you guys Sunday.
Peace.